Friday, 3:48 p.m. at my locker. Okay, must not panic. I just got some text messages from Marcy. Marcy, waiting for you guys in Winston's office. Dogs are fine. See you soon. Me, great. At my locker waiting for Chloe and Zoe. Should be there in about 2 minutes. Marcy, BTW, dog water bowl is empty. Is it okay to give them more water? Me, please do not open dog cage, so no water. Marcy, are you sure? They look thirsty. Me, do not open dog cage. Marcy, oops. Me, what happened? Me. Marcy? Marcy. Help! This is what happened. I was about to rush off to rescue Marcy when I heard someone calling my name. Nikki, wait up. I need to talk to you. Brandon jogged up and leaned on my locker, completely out of breath. Whew, I just ran all the way from the gym to the library and then here. But I'm glad I caught you before you left. I forgot to mention this earlier, but is anyone at your house right now? That's when I got another text from Marcy. Marcy, trying to put dogs back in cage? Impossible! Where are you guys? Actually, Brandon, my mom is home right now. She didn't go to work today. Why do you ask? Great. Since I have to be at the science fair until 7 this evening, I just sent the queasy cheesy driver to your house to pick up the dogs and take them to Chloe's house. Is that okay? I just stared at Brandon with my mouth dangling open. Wait a minute. You already sent the driver to my house? Yes, Brandon answered. To pick up the dogs? Yes. From my mom? I practically screeched. Is there a problem? I thought you said she was home, Brandon asked, a little confused. She is home. She was, actually. That's when I got another text from Marcy. Marcy, where are you? The dogs are running around and getting into everything. Help! My mom just texted me she took the dogs, shopping. They won't be back for at least an hour. Shopping? Really? Brandon said. Well, I'll just tell the driver to wait in the driveway until she gets back. No, he can't. Okay. But after shopping, she plans to go to, the spa. Nikki, your mom is taking 8 dogs shopping and to the spa? It's a doggy spa, and it's run by Miss Bree. She's the lady you spoke to on the phone yesterday. They'll probably be there for, 17 hours, so the driver definitely shouldn't wait. Then Chloe and Zoe walked up. Hi, Nikki, is everything okay? Zoe asked. Yeah, you look a little flustered, Chloe added. Well, things are a little crazy right now, Brandon explained. Nikki just gave me an update on the dogs, and some of it is almost unbelievable. You told Brandon about the dogs? Chloe and Zoe exclaimed. Yes, no, sorry, I'm just really, really confused right now, I muttered. Nikki told me the dogs aren't at her house right now, Brandon said. So you know all about us bringing the dogs to school today? Chloe laughed. And them completely trashing the janitor's closet? Zoe giggled. Nikki, why are you making those strange, ugly faces at us and pointing at Brandon? Chloe asked. Oops, Chloe and Zoe mumbled. That's when Brandon started to freak out. Okay, wait a minute. Did you guys just say you brought the dogs to school today and put them in the janitor's closet? No, we didn't just say that, Chloe fibbed. Well, Nikki just told me her mom was taking them shopping into a doggy spa, Brandon said. Your mom is taking the dogs shopping into a doggy spa? Chloe and Zoe exclaimed. Well, yes. Of course she didn't, I shrugged.
Okay, Nikki, I'm really confused, Brandon said, shaking his head. If the dogs are not at your house, or in the janitor's closet, or shopping with your mom, or at the doggy spa, then where in the heck are they?
Brandon, Chloe, and Zoe stared at me like forever, waiting for my answer. Suddenly, Marcy came running down the hall, screaming at the top of her lungs.
Help! The dogs are loose in Principal Winston's office!
Which meant I didn't have to answer Brandon's question because Marcy did.
What? The dogs are in Principal Winston's office? Are you guys serious?
Brandon groaned. As serious as a heart attack, we answered. That's when the five of us frantically took off running to get to the principal's office. Friday, 4:09 p.m., in the principal's office.
Ah!
That was me screaming. OMG, I was so angry at myself. Why did I think I could secretly keep 8 dogs in my bedroom and then take them to school and hide them in the janitor's closet and then smuggle them into the principal's office? What was I thinking? And just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, they did. When the five of us finally arrived at the principal's office, we cautiously peeked inside. Unfortunately, we saw 8 dogs running loose, trashing the office. And one very confused, ticked-off principal. Of course, when Principal Winston saw us standing there, he totally lost it.
Can anyone explain to me why there's a pack of wild dogs running loose in my office? He yelled.
I'm sorry, sir, but it's all my fault, I stammered.
No, it's actually my fault, Marcy said, hanging her head.
Principal Winston, I accept total responsibility for these dogs, Brandon admitted solemnly.
Well, I was involved too, sir, Zoe said glumly.
That's when everyone stared at Chloe.
Hey, I just raided your candy jar, Chloe shrugged. I am no puppy smuggler.
I could not believe Chloe was throwing all of us under the bus like that.
Well, the owner of these dogs better speak up, or I'm going to be calling all of your parents.
It got so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Then we heard a friendly voice in the doorway.
Excuse me, Principal Winston, but these dogs are part of my science fair project, and somehow they escaped.
I'm really sorry about that.
It was Max Crumbly? Of course, everyone was shocked to see him standing there. And poor Principal Winston was so confused, he didn't know who to believe. Until Max called Holly over, and all 8 dogs tackled him and smothered him with kisses. Max introduced himself to the principal and told him he attended Southridge Middle School. He went on to explain that his science fair project with Brandon was using distillation to turn dirty water into clean drinking water. And it involved taking dirty runoff water from compost and bath water from the dogs and turning it into clean drinking water. Principal Winston was very impressed with both Max and his science project. And apparently so were Chloe, Zoe, and Marcy,
For some unknown reason, all three of them suddenly got a severe case of the giggles. I could not believe that they were actually flirting with Max like that. Anyway, while Principal Winston chatted with Max, Brandon started to gather up the dogs and put them back in their cage, and Chloe, Zoe, and Marcy tidied up the office.
Well, I should probably get back to the science fair now. I sincerely apologize again for the runaway dogs.
It was nice meeting you, Max.
As Max was about to leave, he and Brandon exchanged glances. Then Brandon cleared his throat.
Actually, Principal Winston, if it's okay with you, maybe we can help Max with the dogs.
Yeah, we definitely wouldn't want them to get loose during the science fair, I added.
That's a good idea, Principal Winston agreed. So why don't all of you help Max keep an eye on them?
Now that I think about it, I'll probably just take the dogs home before they cause any more trouble, Max reasoned.
Actually, Max, I like that idea even better, Principal Winston chuckled.
Brandon grabbed the wagon, and the six of us got the heck out of there. Once we had made it out into the hall with the dogs, everyone was so relieved. We actually high-fived each other.
Nice work, Crumbly, Brandon exclaimed.
OMG, I thought Principal Winston was going to call our parents for sure, I sputtered. I almost peed my pants. Of course, everyone laughed at my silly joke.
Which reminds me, Brandon said, I still need to call the driver and tell him not to pick up the dogs from your house, Nikki. He took out his cell phone. I'll just have him come to the school instead.
Anyway, I managed to survive yet another catastrophe, thanks to Max Crumbly. That guy is actually pretty cool.